Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, I have Ann Jenkins, a fantastic artist from Sussex County, who is now talking about Art Strolls Magazine, a wonderful idea that she started not long ago. We thought it important to have you, Ann, here to explain not only what you are doing, but the reasons behind the creation of Art Strolls. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
So before we begin, bring us up to speed about the many things that you are doing, because you as an artist are very prolific, and there are so many things that you are doing right now. So bring us up to speed, if you will, and then we'll talk about the magazine.
Okay. Last time I was on with you, I told you about my Vukusakwe project, which is a project I did working with a group of women in South Africa.
Yeah, that was a wonderful project.
Yes, and it was very successful. I sold about half the paintings I did. I'm still hoping to sell the last three because it's a huge benefit to the women in South Africa, because I send them $1,000 every time I sell one of the paintings, which is really, it's like mm-hmm. a year's salary. So that was very satisfying. And I completed my year in 2013 as a fellow of the Delaware Arts, which was of great honor to me. And mm-hmm. it was opened huge opportunities. I actually went up to Maine and did a sculpture workshop. So I've started
you did
to
that.
Learn sculpture. It was wonderful. Uh-huh. It's something I've always wanted to do. And I had an immense lot of fun doing it. And I learned a lot. It was very good. I'm not sure it's a medium I'm going to pursue too deeply,
right,
because it's very slow and I'm a very impatient person. So
really? You wanted to try, but it's not your cup of tea.
Yes, it's something I would use as a hobby rather than a profession, because I work very quickly. And so for that slowdown and chip, chip, chip away was very therapeutic, but wasn't something I could do constantly.
Okay.
I have to admit I'm honest about my failings.
Okay.
And then I took up sketching. It's something I've never done. I've always just gone straight into the art, which is kind of backwards. Most artists start with drawing and sketching. But I've got intrigued a couple of years ago watching Rosemary Connolly from Live Cheap and Make Art and her mm-hmm. wonderful sketches. So I bought a sketchbook and I started sketching. And now I'm really in love with it. And it's one of the magazines that I've started as well.
Uh-huh.
And then I decided I was going to start a magazine. I've never done that before, but
since you are an entrepreneur, which is something that I really admire from you, Anne, you're an artist, but you're also an entrepreneur. You're always seeking for opportunities like this, that there's some kind of gap that you see and you go for it.
Yeah, I think it was a sort of looking at the traditional ways we've always marketed our art.
Uh-huh.
And while they still work to a degree, I think we have to move into the 21st century and to the way that technology is driving us. And one of the ways I keep watching, and the millennials and even the boomers mm-hmm. are all starting to do everything on their phones.
Right.
and tablets. There's still a lot of desktop use, but there is a lot of tablet use. And I thought that to be able to market your work on a tablet or a cell phone, it would make all the sense, but not just to have it as an advert or a website, but to have a guidebook to the mm-hmm. arts of an area mm-hmm. so that you don't just show your art, you show all the artists around you, because the more art people see, the more people will come to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think as artists we should be afraid of each other or think of each other as competition. I'm a great advocate that we should promote each other, because we all have unique different styles.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a way I thought... Well, one of the reasons I did it was I felt that we needed an art trail in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Tourism have done a great job with doing history trails and mm-hmm. beer trails and culinary trails, but I felt that there was a big gap there for the arts.
Okay.
And it didn't seem to be going to happen, so I thought, well, then I'll make one. So I decided to try and make a magazine.
Right.
I have been a reporter in my previous life, so I had a little bit of experience with mm-hmm. publishing, but nothing on this scale.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to make it all online, not a paper one, because that was the way the world was going, and also it's a whole different ballgame to do it on paper.
Right. Now, there are nuances that you need to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. So what I did was I looked at online publishing for magazines, And I found that you could get templates for it, and you just fill the templates in, and then you can convert it into a magazine. And I use the basis of Issue, which is a publisher of magazines and mm-hmm. various things online. But I actually didn't like the format because I'm slightly of the older generation and my eyes are not quite as good as they used to be. And I found mm-hmm. that I was constantly trying to enlarge it to read it, which made it difficult to read.
Mm-hmm.
So I just developed my own template.
Okay.
And made it with a bigger font so that it was easier to read.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly less on the page, mm-hmm. but I wanted it to be a very visual, easy to follow guide to the arts in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to cover all the arts. I wanted to cover public art, performance art,
mm-hmm.
Visual art, musical performances, ballet, everything, as mm-hmm. much as I could, be really comprehensive without getting just loads of lists, because I didn't want people to open up the magazine and just see lists of places.
Mm-hmm.
And the other good thing about this is it's interactive. So every business and every artist or company that I mention, mm-hmm. you can link to their website or their Facebook page
mm-hmm.
and find out about them directly there. So I decided to do it as a mixture of features, writing about a certain aspect of the arts in Delaware, and then there were some lists because you just have to have them. But I used as the background of the magazine, I used my own art. It was just yeah. easier than trying to get copyrighted issues from everybody
else. Of course, and that prevents you from having issues, legal issues down the road.
Yes. Yeah, now, when I do other magazines, I would use other people's art and get their mm-hmm. permission. But I thought for the first one, I really needed to keep my life simple as I could because it was all new to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I used my art as the background, pretty yeah. much. I used a couple of photographs with permission from other people. But
right.
Generally, I just use mine. I wanted the whole thing to have an artistic feel
mm-hmm.
Behind it and for people to be able to use it as a guidebook to the arts.
Right. So you began conceptualizing the idea how long ago? And
I launched the magazine in April, and I started to conceptualize the idea really seriously in January.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I thought, I'd love to do this, but I really do need to have some financial backing.
Mm-hmm.
So I approached the two sets of people here. I approached the Division of the Arts, who mm-hmm. were just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They were incredibly helpful and supportive, not mm-hmm. only with taking out a sponsorship, but also with guiding me through the arts in Delaware. And
okay.
I think I probably drove them a little bit crazy half the time because I was keep showing up and saying, is this okay? And I'd forgotten someone or something.
Right.
And they were very patient and wonderful. And the other people I approached were the tourism offices of Kent County and Lower Delaware and Sussex.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very enthusiastic because I was doing a lot of focus on the rural areas,
mm-hmm.
not just the cities or the towns.
Mm-hmm.
And the Delaware Economic Office. They
okay.
were very excited because of the rural aspect as well and the bringing visitors to the smaller towns.
Right.
So and once I got that all together, I started to work out how to do it.
Right. Now, I imagine that information is flowing your way.
Yes. When I got the magazine up and going and I launched it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I also launched it by sending it to all my sponsors and all my artist friends and asked them to share it and mm-hmm. spread it around because it was all online, very mm-hmm. quick to share. and within it, the reaction to it was really amazing. I expected people to be quite happy with it or pleased with it, you mm-hmm. know, but the reaction was amazing. Within 2 days of launching it, a major metropolitan TV station contacted me and said that they were using it as a reference for stories to go out and film and present to their mm-hmm. audience. And they've filmed 4 already, and I think there's 3 more still in the can.
Okay.
That they're going to do. So that's enormous benefit to the artist or the gallery mm-hmm. or the company that they've showing on TV. They get about 3.5 minutes on TV.
Well, that is terrific. So the word has been spreading around and people are getting to know this new magazine. It's very unique. I haven't heard any of that like happening in Delaware. So It sounds to me like he's really truly covering a gap that was not necessarily there, particularly if you think about DelawareScene.com, a wonderful portal being created by the Delaware Division of the Arts that is certainly informative and covers the entire state. How do you think it compares to the Delaware Division of the Arts, DelawareScene.com, and from that perspective, what is the advantage of getting to know and using your Artstrom magazine?
I think of them as working together. Okay. I don't think of them as being one or the other.
Okay.
I think they work together because the magazine will only at the moment be updated every year.
Okay.
And it's just a comprehensive listing of all the arts, whether there's an event or not going on at the time. Mm-hmm. The Delaware Scene is a great vehicle for mm-hmm. the whole of Delaware. And the really good thing about that is why it works so well with the other magazine is it gives you the weekly updates. Mm-hmm. So you know what's actually happening that particular week.
Right.
And then you can look it up and say, oh, this is what they do. And you mm-hmm. can find out a little bit more information about them. So I see them as working hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought it would work well with the Delaware Division of the Arts artist roster, because
mm-hmm.
I couldn't obviously list every single artist in Delaware. Not all the artists want their home information put out there,
or right.
not everybody has a website, not everybody has a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to exclude anyone, so I did a big page push on the artist roster, because I really feel that every Delaware artist mm-hmm. of all media should be signed on that.
Right. Let's continue the conversation on that topic, but let me re-engage with the audience to let them know that you're listening and tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOB for the Delaware State of the Arts Radio Show. Our guest today is Anne Jenkins, a splendid painter, but also editor-in-chief, I would say, Anne, on Artstrom Magazine, a newly launched magazine, online magazine, that she's explaining us how that works, how it was conceived, and how she intends to move forward on that magazine. So you were talking about how both the DelawareScene.com and Artstrom's magazine complement each other. So let's continue on that topic. You were clarifying misconceptions that might have.
I don't think the Delaware Division of the Arts ever saw it as competition to their Delaware Scene. I thought they realized, my understanding was that they understood it was a complementary
right.
issue, as it
were. And it was never presented like that. That was just trying to,
from a
reader perspective, how to understand if I go to one or the other, what are the differences? So it facilitates me as a reader, you know, the process.
Yeah. The difference would be that the magazine is an overall picture of all the arts mm-hmm. in Delaware. The Delaware Scene is the events that are happening that particular week.
Right. And they are constantly updating.
Not everybody has an event every week, so they highlight right. the ones that are the big ones, or even the small ones,
mm-hmm.
which I don't do. I mention some of the stuff in the magazine,
mm-hmm.
But I don't go into a lot of detail of it. So the Delaware Scene is a great way. You sign up for the newsletter mm-hmm. to get it every week, and you'll find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they work very well together in that format.
Okay. Now, if somebody is interested in collaborating with you, Anne, what do they need to do, or what perspective do you need to think about?
I've already been contacted by two other states to see if I could do a magazine for them. Obviously not for the whole state. One mm-hmm. of the advantages of being a small state is with Delaware.
That you can actually cover this. Right.
Some of the other states would be a little bit too big a thing for me to handle.
Mm-hmm.
But I am already talking to three counties in Idaho.
Okay.
That are interested in doing that. It'll probably only happen next year,
mm-hmm.
but they see the advantages for the rural community that they're trying mm-hmm. to promote, because it's such an easy vehicle to use for publicity. It's there 356 days of the year. It's 7 days a week, and it's you can embed it into your website. Anybody can.
Mm-hmm.
I can give them a link, and they can embed it in their website. They can embed it in their blogs. People can access it all over the world. It's already been seen in 15 countries.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up the metrics.
Well, there you go. That is terrific. That is penetration.
Yeah, it's been seen by thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really good tourism drive.
Mm-hmm.
And In fact, it happened about 2 months ago, a month and a half ago. A lady from Philadelphia contacted me, and she said she's been thinking of coming to Delaware to tour, but she didn't know what there was to see other than beaches. And she was so excited to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's actually going to use it as a guide. Because not only do I do the arts and the performing arts or mm-hmm. the visual arts, mm-hmm. I've also put in the culinary arts and the hospitality arts.
Mm-hmm.
So I've included links to bed and breakfasts, restaurants, things like that. So people know, for instance, just Milford, because that's my town,
mm-hmm.
They know that they can come and stay in two wonderful historic houses that are bed and breakfasts.
Mm-hmm.
They've got award-winning restaurants. They've got great studios and mm-hmm. Galleries to visit. There's unique shops there that are mm-hmm. boutiques like mm-hmm. Sugar Bee and Fur Baby. And they know that there's a lot more to do in Milford than they ever would have found out just by sort of trying to find different shops on their own. And it's one complete package.
And just right there, you're defining the uniqueness of Art Strolls magazine, because you're thinking in terms of those visiting and what they might think about doing maybe one day or two nearby, which is you need the proximity of things happening and not necessarily visiting the entire state, maybe Milford, maybe somewhere else. But I love the fact that the rural areas are being covered, and because that's particularly a gap, they are not being covered necessarily the way probably we should. And you are catering to them in many different ways. So it's got a very unique perspective. It offers more for the visitor, perhaps, a way of making inroads from the arts perspective in Delaware. That's probably very unique, Anne.
Yeah, I think it's a habit always in any state, is that the big cities will get a lot of the attention because they have
mm-hmm.
a lot of the premier arts, the ballet and the opera or whatever. But there's an awful lot of really good art in the rural areas. And it makes a nice change. And I would hope that people even in Wilmington would think, well, yeah, I didn't know that this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Milford's got all this. And Milton, right next door, it's only mm-hmm. 10 miles away, has also got this fabulous little art scene starting.
Mm-hmm.
I could go there for a weekend and take in these two small towns and mm-hmm. just see some really cool things. That's also why I included the public art, because I think that's a very mm-hmm. good way to explain the history of a town or mm-hmm. a country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very nice public art project that's just been completed in Milford of the boats along the Riverwalk that are all painted by local Sussex and Kent artists.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just developed an app for it. It should be out next week, that people can stand there and look on their phone and see what the artist was envisaging, or what she was trying to, or he was trying to say when they painted that boat about the history of the town.
Mm-hmm. So as an entrepreneur, let me ask the question, how do you pay the bills? Because it is important to keep these alive and kicking. And as you move forward, you have the intention of have this idea expanded. So tell me about, explain to me your perspective on that.
Well, I've been a professional artist for just over 12 years now, and I like to explain it as a great joy, but you have a few months of great anxiety often as well, because mm-hmm. You don't have a steady income.
Right.
I also write for various other magazines, so I have a lot of little trickles, mm-hmm. and I hope that they keep coming in, and I would really like to build the magazines mm-hmm. up more so that I could do at least to start with 6 a year, which would help me cover the basics mm-hmm. of my bills.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very lucky that I have a very supportive husband.
Ooh, yeah, that helps a little bit.
It helps a lot, and he's also very encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that this is something I really do want to pursue
mm-hmm.
More, because I think you can do so many things with it
mm-hmm.
because it's so mobile. And it's mm-hmm. really a way to reach people that you can't reach as a gallery on your own.
Right. Because of the location, you need to be there.
Yeah. And also when someone sees, for instance, I don't want a lot of advertising. in the magazine because mm-hmm. I don't want to go. I looked at one magazine when I was researching it, mm-hmm. and I went through 12 pages before I found an article.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. I'm with you.
I find that objectionable. Right. So right. I thought, no, I don't want to do that. So I actually pay mm-hmm. issue that there's no advertising that pops up when my magazine is being looked at. But I also decided I wanted to use the word sponsors for the people that help me fund the magazines mm-hmm. rather than advertisers. And right. I want them to be arts related.
Okay.
So that they will try and keep it to 5
mm-hmm.
per magazine.
I see. Okay.
So that they look more like they're part of the magazine.
I see.
Like mm-hmm. the Delaware Division of the Arts mm-hmm. and the sponsor features, or mm-hmm. the efforts really, that the tourism people gave me from Kent County and mm-hmm. Lower Delaware were very artistic and in flavor. The one was about music and the one was looked like a painting. So I thought that was really cool.
There you go.
People were looking at them not realizing it's actually an advert.
Which is, I mean, you have your ideas, and that's very, very important to respect. For those who are interested, we have like a minute left. So in case of interest, to get in contact with you, to provide information, whatever the case might be, would you like to share your contact information?
Certainly. You can phone me at 302-393-6629. Probably the easiest way to see the magazines is to go to my website, artstrolls.com, and just click on the magazine there and you can have a look at it. And then you can contact me at anne@artstrolls.com. I'd love to hear from you.
There you go. And this is a wonderful artist, Anne Jenkins, sharing Art Strolls magazine, a wonderful idea that is covering a real need and a gap in the state of Delaware. We hope that you get in contact with Anne. And just thanking you, Anne, for your time today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.